What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Portland Trailblazers pull off a victory last night in Miami. Not really expected, but Tyler Hero didn't play in the 116-107 win for the Blazers.
No, just the other two All-NBA guys instead.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler went out there in his Phoenix Suns shoes and...
shaved points.
But he was bad when he was on the floor.
I mean, yeah, what did they think was going to happen? What did they think was going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just him and Bam were both bad.
Yeah, what's going on with Bam Adebayo, though?
Bam,
he didn't play in the fourth quarter.
No, and to be honest, Bam's been bad this year. Like, It's weird. I don't know what's going on. Clearly, the vibes there aren't great. Excuse me, I would imagine that, well, the whole, like, people surprised by the Jimmy thing beyond it being Jimmy. We talked about this literally a year ago coming out of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's going to go bad there. Like, behind the scenes, Jimmy is pissed. And he kept it quiet for a year.
Yeah. Which, that's surprising. He went a whole year?
I say, he kept it quiet publicly for a year. And if you don't think that, like, Bam sitting there watching that and seeing what's happened in the past and seeing what's happened before, like, he sits there and goes, yeah, they haven't added anybody else. And anybody else who's been good, they've let go. So... like, the whole heat culture thing, yeah, there is a heat culture, but beyond, like, being militaristic and getting after it and Spo being the coach, it's also chewing you up and spitting you out when they think that you don't have enough left.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like a... the business is the business. That's always going to be the nature of the business.
Yeah, that's really any elite franchise in professional sports.
But they also...
that's what they do, is, like, they will push you out before your final days so they can get something for you, but they do... They
also make it nasty. Yeah. Like, and there's... no one is immune to it. Yeah. It's cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
When they say the business is the business, they mean it there.
Yeah.
And some people are like, yeah, good. If you tried to operate like that in Portland, you wouldn't last.
Yeah.
This fan base would not stand for that.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, I don't think it's good or bad. There's a reason why there's only one Miami, because they run that thing with an iron fist, but that iron fist is relaxing. Like, Pat is getting out-egoed by Jimmy Butler, and he's going to lose.
Do you think that's a problem in the NBA, though?
Yes.
Because this is where, I don't know if this is sustainable, because...
no. They have
league-wide, they have ceded way too much power to guys that are not, that think they're Michael Jordan, and that
even if they are, they shouldn't.
Michael Jordan, but Michael Jordan did.
Yeah,
and then
but he didn't even wield that power like this.
But we have now guys that are nowhere near the top player in the NBA that are doing this time and time and time again. I mean, we can go. Jimmy Butler is doing it. Joel Embiid has done it in Philly. We have Anthony Edwards in Minnesota.
Getting snippy about stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we can go down the list of guys, and like, we haven't mentioned LeBron James, but this is like LeBron James's entire career.
Well, that's where,
but he may be the guy who's like worthy of it.
Yeah. But that's also where this came from. And
Kyrie Irving, James Harden,
I think
Kevin Durant.
I think we're the tail end of this. I really do. That's what this CBA has done. And the only reason that this is happening is because it is this perfect confluence of events where Jimmy can pick up a $52 million option and tell the Heat to go bleep themselves. You want to mess around? You want to try to find me for $52 million?
Check Jimmy out!
Yeah, I can make this miserable for another year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hilarious because he's become the meme, but he is the one, besides James Harden, who will make this unabashedly toxic.
Jimmy's ready.
Yeah.
It is the thing that, you know, I've been talking to folks behind the scenes before this one happened. I was like, Jimmy's winding this up. I'm telling you, it's going to get bad. And he like it was like, oh, what are you going to do? I'm like, watch. Like, what do you mean? What can he do? We've seen him do it at three other stops. He can make life hell for everyone. Mm-hmm. Now, 99.9% of players won't do that. Like, here's a recent one that they tried. They tried to start the fires around De'Aaron Fox. And that was in De'Aaron Fox is represented by Clutch. And in the past, you went to Clutch when you wanted something. That's what you would transfer to Clutch as to be a representative because they had the pry bar to get you out of there. The new CBA says, good luck. Like, if you want to get out of somewhere, you have to get nasty. And nobody else wants to do that because Jimmy has made a reputation on doing that, but he's also made a reputation of being successful.
But has he?
I mean, he backpacked a team to back-to-back NBA finals.
But he's
no
never,
business doing it.
But he has never gotten over that hump. And I think a lot of it has to do with the person that he is.
I think the biggest part is talent deficit.
but go look at
the teams that he took.
No, I understand that, but he got to the NBA Finals twice.
Yeah.
He absolutely has. Has it been worth it organizationally for Miami?
I think if you talk to anyone in that office, even with dealing with this, the answer is yes. Because in their mind, it's a means to an end. But they haven't
gotten to the end.
I mean, if you're getting to the finals, you're getting to the finals. Like, if this Blazers team got to the finals twice in the Damian Lillard era, that is a massive success.
Well, absolutely it is. But there's also a sliding scale of expectations to Miami, which they get there.
No, I get it. But that's the thing is that...
They were in a title window where it was like...
And they didn't do the things necessary to win.
Yeah, but I think that is also on Jimmy. Jimmy, backpacked that team. He's a really good player. Mm-hmm. But the other stuff is what gets people over the hump.
I push back on that just because Miami didn't do the necessary things because their owner was broke. For those that don't know, Mickey Arison, while worth a lot of money, if you think about during COVID, he owns Carnival Cruises.
Mm-hmm.
He lost millions upon millions upon millions of dollars.
Who's going to be a team that says we can fix Jimmy Butler?
Because it's not even like they want it to happen.
Well, isn't that draft pick trade kind of a harbinger of the things likely to come?
Let's get to that because there was, by the way, Blazers won. I'm not happy about it. Rust, are you happy about it?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
they're not even good at being bad.
But this goes to the point of they can play well. They did it on the road.
There you go.
They're still competing.
Kind of.
15 of 28.
There you go.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.